Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and today I'm going to start off with some possibilities, plausibilities, and concepts that perhaps we need to pay attention to. What's the most important thing you can lose? Think about that for 1 minute. What's the most important thing you can lose? What is the one thing about you that is subjected to loss? What is the one thing that you are prone to lose? Think about that for a minute. Is it money? No, that's a foregone conclusion. That's going to be gone. Is it your assets? That's also a foregone conclusion that's going to be gone. And they're already looking at ways and they're salivating how they can take away all your money and stuff. But what is the most important thing that you have that is being subjected to loss? Think about that really hard. Okay, could it be your job? Could it be your position? Could it be your health? Could it be you? Could it be just you? Think about this for 1 second. On another perspective level, you think about possibly this whole Corona banana has been fraud. We know, most of us who are awake know this has been fraud. Most people that call me up, or most of them, are still caught up in this fear and pandemic panic that they have induced in them. But those of us who've seen and understand that this has all been baloney, all been bunk, all been bullshit, recognize that something else is going on. Now they're sticking things up your nose. They're sticking genetic material or nanomaterial up your nose, and they're testing for a virus. In other words, they're looking for DNA. Now, the most important thing that you can lose right now is your DNA and your DNA identity. There's a big, big, big push right now on a global level, and this coronavirus is a big, huge front, and it's just pure bullshit. The distraction that came out of China was an incorporated distraction by just about every country in the world, so that everybody is looking for something that doesn't exist and is chasing their ass, basically, and then getting everybody to believe that they're doing something. Oh, we're going to protect you. We're going to protect you. Oh, we're going to protect you. You got to come in. You got to get the shot. We got to test you. We got to put you on a PCR. And we know the PCR test makes DNA grow, makes materials that are there to replicate and expand so that the scientists can actually see the components within the DNA. This is all about DNA collection. Because with DNA collection, you are a lot easier to kill. I've been talking about nano biotech and 6G and artificial intelligence and, you know, the whole AI and quantum computers and whatever. And it's all about controlling mankind and the race of the species of man. That's how I reflect not using human. I think human is a very denigrating title to call somebody who's a man or a woman. We are of the species of man. We're made in God's image after God's own likeness, so we are men and women. That's how we should be acknowledging ourselves. Not by color, not by race, not by ethnicity, not by some category that the system has designated, but by what we really are. So now, as men and women, we have a identifier or a code. That's us, our DNA, our genetic code, our chromosome code. Now, in order for you to be functioning in this society in the future, not that far away, you will be induced to have a vaccination that will now incorporate a whole brand new strain of DNA. a DNA that has XNA in it that will allow your DNA to be reprogrammed. Moderna has said that by using mRNA, which is a form of an XNA. So when we're talking, what we're talking here, we're talking about controlling the very core and essence of who you are. And by incorporating this new strain of XNA into your system, we now can control you. We can program you. We can subject you to whatever experiment we want to do, because now we can program you. That's the way the matrix system talks. We can control the evil impulses of man. The evil impulses of man come from the epigenetics, or from the environment that the elite or the well-to-do have created. When you create poverty, men and women are going to be prone to stealing or being violent or doing whatever that's required to survive. That's just basic nature of for living. You know, it's a survival instinct. Not saying that I'm admonishing this. I'm just saying it's the way it is. If you are hungry, you're going to look for whatever means available to feed yourself. That's just a common basic aspect of our nature. So when you got somebody controlling the environment, controlling the cause and effect of our nature, just on a very basic level, imagine what they can be done on a genetic level, on a DNA level. So when we're looking at accessing the DNA, we're not just talking about taking some blood. We're talking about firing a frequency from point A to point B to locate you. See, we're always concerned about being found because of our body temperature. That's one way they can find you. But now, with the new and improved technology that we have today, we can now locate you through DNA. With all the nanoparticles and nanoprogramming that we have in your system right now, currently in your body, you have trillions and trillions of cells, which are also probably contaminated with trillions and trillions of nanoparticles, which then act as a superconductive antenna, which can resonate your DNA at any given point. And if you have the right equipment, you can find anybody you want just by tracking their DNA. How are they doing this? Well, it's one of the ways they're doing this is when you go online and you look at Ancestry.com and all these Ancestry sites, and they send you a kit where you give them your DNA. This is incredible. When I hear stuff like this and I read stuff like this, I just cannot get over the level of stupidity that people have on this. Privacy, I think the concept or even the word must have been erased from the dictionary. The idea of privacy is there are certain things about your person, about your ID, identification, about you, that you just don't share with anybody. Would you share your bank account to everybody in the world? Would you share your access code to your credit card to everybody in the world? No, why not? It's a part of you. Why don't you share that? And so people are now accessing or sharing their DNA with companies and corporations that they have no idea who owns them. And guess who owns some of those ancestry sites? China. China has your DNA. Matter of fact, I was going through the whole thing tonight. I was going all over the place. And one commentator says, if you want to find the most American DNA, you don't go to America. You go to China. China. When you're online and you're looking at some of these sites that are asking for your DNA, I want you to spit and send it in. That should be raising all kinds of alarms in you. You think it's a harmless, you think they're asking for stuff like this because they're interested in helping you find out where you came from? As I have stated before, they don't give a shit about you, period. And if you think by subjecting these tests, you know, you're pissing a cup, take a swab of your mouth, you know, send some blood, whatever it is they have you do, you think they're looking for your DNA? They are now have your DNA. They have it sequenced. They have it coded. And now they have it on a database. They know exactly what it would take to kill you. They know exactly what it would take now to infect you. They know exactly what it would take now to release if they were to release a real pandemic, now they can target the people's DNA they want to target. Perfect weapon. So let's say you've got, you know, certain people in an inner city. Let's say we're going to be dealing with Italians. All right. So we have, based on the information they've collected, a group of Italians. And now they want to make sure they hit everybody. They can now piece together, based on your DNA and how they can sequence it, they can tell if you got a third cousin. Just by you surrendering your DNA, and they don't even have to surrender theirs, just through what you've done, they can now track your third cousin. And now if they decide to release a pathology into the atmosphere, they decide to release a frequency into the air, they can now target your DNA, target everybody that is connected to you through your DNA, and wipe out a whole segment of Italians that would never even know what hit them. Let's say we have some Chinese, a Chinese community, you know, an Asian community that has whatever, built a community and decided they want to target a specific genetic home or genome. Same thing. They can access the genome. They can access everything connected to that genome. And then they can decide to fire a frequency, which would be 6G, not 5G, to target whoever they want to target and drop them. Now, in the last show, I pointed out that when Wuhan, when we saw everybody dropping like flies in China there was another video. I think it's in this one or the next show, but the video was explaining how in China right now, everything's business as usual. And where Wuhan was, the virus never got past Beijing. Imagine that. Beijing is right next door to Wuhan, and yet they never got the coronavirus. And yet, in America and Canada, old Canada, we have a coronavirus here across the Pacific. 13,000 kilometers across the Pacific, we have the coronavirus here in Canada and America. Yet in China, from Wuhan to Beijing, which I think is what? I think 1,500 kilometers or something like that, they don't have the coronavirus. Imagine that. It knew not to go to Beijing, but it knew how to come across the Pacific Ocean and violate Canada and the United States, and it knew how to go into Europe and violate all the Europeans. Imagine that. This is a pretty smart virus. Makes you wonder. Was it programmable? Did it have some help in crossing the Pacific? And yet, it never made it to Beijing. It never made it to the business sector of Beijing either. Imagine that. Yet all our businesses in Canada have been shut down because of some lunatic that they put in charge and the health division in Canada who happened to come from China. I wonder if that's the corona boogeyman that's in Canada. Well, boogie person. Can't call it a man, can't call it a woman. I don't know what it is, but boogie person. The boogie person is in Canada running the show and sending the boogeyman, the corona boogeyman, coming for you. Imagine that, eh? Wuhan had this outbreak, and Beijing, nothing. The business sector of Beijing, nothing. It makes me ponder a little bit. Makes me really ponder. You know, I've been saying for a long time, this is nothing but a boogeyman bullshit. Now, you know, now we're hearing this. This is the other bullshit we're hearing. And if people are going to fall for this, this is a given because, again, common sense is no longer around anymore. It has been buried into the earth with the corona boogeyman. A virus takes about 100 years to evolve, to change, to mutate, to grow. Okay, unless it has help. Now we got a new strain coming from South Africa. We have another strain coming from the United Kingdom. And all of a sudden, this has mutated. I wonder what lab that came out of. Did it come out of another lab from Wuhan? Did it come from the United Kingdom's, you know, one of the major pharmaceutical companies' lab, maybe owned by Bill Gates? Did the one from South Africa also come from some lab? Because viruses do not mutate that quickly. In fact, when they do mutate, they expand very quickly and they burn out very quickly. They don't last very long. History, if you look at all the historical data on viruses in the United States, they last a very short time. Even Pfizer has said that the coronavirus is already done. And yet here we are still thinking and believing that the gospel according to television. The lie, the father of lies is televising his lies in such a way, with such a frequency, that it has attenuated to people, and they are now buying into the bullshit. I mean, they're hook, line, and sinker into the bullshit. Now, imagine the plausibility here. Okay, they don't have to do anything because they now know, based on your DNA, what may frighten you. What may cause you to react a certain way? What may cause you to respond to certain stimuli? Now, all we got to do is just tell you a little bit about a boogeyman, and next thing you know, you basically are crap in your pants. You know. And now let's take a look at the vaccines that they're talking about, right? Now, on one of the shows coming up, you're going to see a database come up. And what it's showing is there are more deaths has been reported on this database, which indicates very strongly that there have been more deaths and dysfunctionality happening with this shot than the mainstream media has been releasing. And I thought, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, you know, this is nothing new, but to the general population who doesn't know how to think anymore and common sense has left the building, they will fall for this deception. It's very easy. And they could be reading the DNA to do this. So, like I said, everything about you is in code. They can now put code into DNA code into a computer and cause a computer to have a virus. Imagine that. The future of technology can be now corrupted with just DNA. By putting certain sequences in DNA, you can now corrupt a whole system. You could hack a system. You could absorb everything that that system has. You can transfer the data from the system to the DNA and then download the DNA into a sequencer, and it can tell you everything you need to know. Imagine that. So now we got quantum computers that can hack any system out there, and now you can insert a DNA operating system into a computer, and you can do the same. You can hack, you can wipe out data, you can destroy it, you can put viruses in. Imagine that. Now take it to another step. Take it to another step. You're a sequence, you're a code. You have DNA, chromosomes, you have genetics. These are all encoded. What happens when I insert inside of you a needle with a form of XNA and mRNA, and I'm using a nano delivery method to bypass everything to get the sequence into your DNA? What happens then? Think about that. We have now violated you with a virus. A programmable virus that is now inside your DNA, and we can now tell the DNA to manufacture this virus and keep you in a perpetual state of pain, a perpetual state of dysfunctionality, or we can just kill you. It's the perfect weapon. You would never know what killed you, and if you were going by a doctor's prognosis, he would tell you that you died from diabetes, heart failure, autoimmune disorders, digestive disorders, skeletal disorders, whatever, old age, cancer, you know, some virus, whatever they want to write on that death certificate, like they're doing now. When somebody dies in the hospital, they write down COVID. Person died of COVID, because the doctors are going to get mega bucks for lying. So much for the Hippocratic Oath, eh? Imagine that. The Hippocratic Oath requires doctors to be honest and straight. Requires doctors to be truthful. And yet, that's gone out the door. So the paper's not worth the ink it was written on. So, and like I said, if you got a doctor that will not follow the Hippocratic Oath, they swear an oath to God, he's going to do everything in his power to make sure that you're healthy. What's that saying? So, when we're looking at all the fun and games, there's a higher motive here than just getting you programmed to become a communist, or programmed to be a robot, or programmed to be a slave, a more indentured slave, a slave that's owned by the state. There's more going on than meets the eye. And what you're going to see with all this is a type of programming that's going to take place over a period of time. There are those who will never concede to the program. They will be wiped out one way or another. They'll be wiped out. Those who are very easily convinced, very easy to surrender, very easy can be seduced with lies and bullshit, they will be around until their time is up, until their time for exploitation and experimentation comes out, and they'll eliminate them too. And all they have to do with them is push a button. Ding! So-and-so died of COVID 3030, COVID 2031, COVID 2032. Oh, they are just dying of this new fantastic mutated COVID. Or maybe some other brand new synthetic health issue, because now we have synthetic life. They have created synthetic cells that can also replicate. Imagine that. Imagine that. We're no longer dealing with ethics, morals. We're no longer dealing with anything that is a benefacting effect for mankind. What we're dealing with now is a form of high advanced weaponry that, if this gets out of control, there will be no government anywhere on the planet that will be safe. No person on the planet would be safe. This will make nuclear arms look like candy. Having a nuclear bomb drop on you will be more merciful than what would be released in this program. And like I said, they're not there for your benefit at all. Okay? They're even telling you that vaccinations for the coronavirus will not eliminate the virus, because the virus is an operating system. Okay, the virus is an operating system. So when we're looking at this operating system, it has to be uploaded or inserted in some form or fashion so that it can now have access to whatever network or system that you put it into, so that it can now run the programming. This is how this works. This is how nanotechnology, nanobiotech has always worked. Gets inside, accesses your DNA, then starts to assemble, starts to replicate, starts to repair itself, starts to form networks, starts to form connections, and starts to form even microchips inside the body, creating circuitry so that it can now fully integrate with you on a programmable level. A lot of you are feeling pain. A lot of you are seeing tissue, your skin being irritated. Some of you are seeing symbols and lines and all kinds of things. This is the operating system taking your protein and using it as a ligand. Now, let's get back to something real quick. We have your DNA. Those in charge will have your DNA. And let's say you're in Timbuktu somewhere and they decide they don't want to look for you. All you got to do is now is just access a satellite or a tower or a blockchain, wherever you may be, and they can locate you. Now, let's say they want to make sure you're Done. It just hits you with a frequency. And that frequency will access your DNA and figure out how to disengage you from the program or how to shut you down as a program. You know how you hit the off button on a computer and it shuts itself off? You'd be the same way. You're like a remote control. You can hit you from anywhere on the planet. And if you're too far away and you're out of range, no problem. We'll fly a drone over you. We know where you are. I know where you are. So now I can fly a drone over you and then target you, because now I have the sequence. It's already up in the drone. It's already in the program. And if they need to incorporate a 6G frequency, what they'll do is fly four drones, and they will now access a grid, which will now be able to transfer that 6G frequency wherever they are. Imagine that. You got to be smart today to understand what's really going on. And you got to be smart today to understand the nature of the programming that's there and the nature of the weaponry that they have at their disposal. Because if you're still thinking in the old conventional ways that your gun is going to be enough, I have news for you. If they got these four drones flying in the air, they could be out of the range of the rifles you have, unless you got a 50 caliber, and they can even go beyond that range. Okay, and they can still hit you with the frequencies from wherever they are up above you or beside you or wherever they decide to fly the drone. Like I said, you have to start thinking and get caught up to speed. Everything we're seeing is basically entertainment and distraction. I was watching Fauci today talking about what Biden said. There'd be 100 million shots in 100 days. That's the objective in America. Imagine that. 100 million shots in 100 days. How many people are going to die from that? At least 30%, if not more. At least. And the shot is a program. It's an operating system, and it's a DNA collection. The whole idea of these shots and these tests that they're doing is to collect your DNA so they know how to kill you. They know where you'll be. They'll have and if you get on a computer, you get on your cell phone, they know exactly where you're at. The cell phone can send a signal and take you out. Or the cell phone can send a signal to program you to go someplace where they can take you out. This is no longer comic book world. This is no longer sci-fi. This is no longer, you know, fantasy. This is the real deal. How many, and most of you have already had some experience regarding to be going blank, totally blank. You're walking or driving or riding a bike or doing whatever, and you go totally blank, and then when you come out of it, you're at your destination, and you have no idea how you got there. Do you ever think maybe perhaps that was some kind of control, some kind of experiment? Possibility exists. The concept here that I'm trying to promote, not promote or propagate, but I'm trying to make you aware of, is the fact that today's technology now can access human beings. They started playing with that with radios. Remember when AM and FM radio was out there? They said how our skin was an antenna and how we can transfer the frequencies. For instance, some of you may not remember this, but those of us who are ancient history, when we were younger, we had an AM radio. Now, when we brought the radio close to our skin, close to our bodies, all of a sudden, the signal got stronger. When we put our hand above where the antenna was with the AM, all of a sudden the music got louder because, again, we were acting as an antenna to bring the frequency to the radio more efficiently. Now, FM didn't need that. FM had a direct signal to the antenna. It didn't need you to hold it or not hold it, but sometimes, depending where you were, in some tunnels you could still get the FM, and some tunnels you couldn't until you got within a range where the signal could get to it. The tunnels were shielded, and then the signal could not bypass the shielding. Same with the AM. As soon as you got in the tunnel, it went dead because it was no longer collecting the frequencies that were out there. So those were back in those days. And that AM radio and FM radio that we had is what we're like today. We are transceivers. We can take a signal Now we can direct a signal. Now with the DNA, you are now a super antenna that has a code. Now think of this as well. They've created synthetic biology by using XNA, LNA, PNA, GNA, and so forth, a lot of different nucleic acids. The last thing they were using was silica and carbon. This one that they produced actually came from a computer. Imagine that, a computer produced a synthetic biology that actually could replicate itself, could make more of itself. You know, a complete replication of itself. Imagine now if that gets loose into the environment. Imagine if that gets loose in the air. Imagine if that gets loose into your food supply. Imagine if that's in your vaccines. Oh, wait, vaccine. You'd never know it. You know why? I just found out today, there's all kinds of theories on why they were keeping the vaccinations material at minus 70 or minus 80. The reason why they kept it at minus 70, minus 80 is so that the DNA strands would not start to break down. It had to be that cold in order for the DNA strands to sustain and maintain their integrity. The DNA strands were the actual code. And if the solution was left in a warmer environment, then that code would suffer, it would break down. Wouldn't be effective. Couldn't fully engage itself inside of you. Couldn't fully, integrate, take over, rewrite the program, because now the program has been corrupted because of damage by heat. So like I said, when we're looking at a lot of these things, it's all, again, done and being done to further seduce you in some form or fashion to be entrapped or enclosed in this network. There is nothing here, trust me. You could have all the money in the world, you're probably going to lose that. You could have the nicest home you ever could buy, you're probably going to lose that as well. You could have the fastest car. My dream car would be a Bugatti. Not because I'm Italian, because I'm not Italian, but I like the way the car drives. It can boogie 220 miles an hour. It's like, yeah, that's a car. But even if you had a Bugatti, okay, you're going to lose it. Even if you have a Mercedes, even if you have a limousine, you have a Rolls Royce, you have any top-end car out there, you're going to lose it. If you have the whatever it is you might have, you're going to lose it. You got money in the bank, you're going to lose it. Because this is all the DNA that they're incorporating into people is going to be the currency. It's going to be the assets. It's going to be the liability. It's going to be you. Modified, changed, and reprogrammed. You'll go to work and do whatever you're going to do, and they'll give you whatever crumb you're going to take, and you'll accept it gladly because you've been programmed to do so. You won't have any incentive whatsoever in regarding to finding a better income, to go for more money, to find a better position. That'll be gone. You will be forever entrapped and enslaved in that program. Unless somebody who's in control of the program decides to change the operating system. Which, in other words, could go either way. Oh, I can give you a promotion and give you this brand new position and program that position into you, or I can demote you into, basically shoveling elephant shit, basically, if I want to. It can be done. There ain't going to be no more welfare. If you can't work, they're probably going to eliminate you. I was talking to somebody today in the U.S., and she's of German descent, or I shouldn't say German descent. She's of European descent, and she went through the war. And she was telling me what Hitler did during the war. If you had a child with a defect, they eliminated the child. They wanted a pure race. They were looking for the genetics. They were looking for to sustain the purity of the species. And this is what they did. They eliminated them. And you know what? We are back to that again. you are not going to have this idea that you can sit on your ass and going to collect money. You're not going to be able to go get pizza and beer either. That those days are done. And if you can't offer anything or do anything, or if you are somehow been handicapped in any way, shape, or form, you will be made to disappear. Your DNA then will be recycled and be put into the machine. This is the hard reality we're in today. The very planet itself is going to be completely altered by this technology, by this biotechnology. And whoever controls that biotechnology will control the world, period. Can't control AI. That is so far-fetched to me for anybody to even say that. But you sure as hell can control people's lives by inserting into them a program. Talking about the last couple of shows about Elon Musk talking about the Neuralink. The Neuralink will not even be necessary. The Neuralink will be in the shot. It's already in the phone. The phone's already accessed your DNA. It's already accessed you, and it's already partly programmed. When Elon Musk was saying you're already part Borg anyway, because of your connection to the phone, he wasn't off. He was pretty accurate when he said that. You know, you have become connected to an operating system every time you use these cell phones. And the more sophisticated the cell phones are, the dumber you get, because it's now programming you to follow its operating system. Like that commercial said, if the phone's not the upgrade, you're being upgraded to the phone. Imagine that. You're being upgraded to the phone. You're being upgraded to an inanimate device that has an operating system that has nothing to do with anything but a program some programmer put together. And now with the artificial intelligence involved in creating these synthetic DNA and creating complex DNA using code, okay, we now don't even know what is being made. And we really don't know how far advanced they are in this biotech, or this I should say DNA tech that they're creating. It's been going on for quite some time, and they made some major breakthroughs, and once they got over certain hurdles, they're now rapidly speeding up the evolution of this technology. So like I said, we're no longer in Kansas. As far as being back to normal, let me remind some of you. Going to a football game is not important. Going to a hockey game is not important. Going to a baseball game or a basketball game has little importance. Those were just distractions to get you to forget about your struggle in life, or whatever it is you were to forget. Those things are not important. What's important is that you start to understand the nature of what we're dealing with here, and understanding ways to circumvent it or go around it. And understand the nature of the governments today that are trying, are trying very hard to convince you of a boogeyman that doesn't exist so they can collect your DNA. This is what it's all boiling down to. Because once they collect your DNA, and have you noticed something here? When they give these shots out, it's usually the elderly that die. Now, has anybody correlated a connection there? Elderly die, pension gone. Elderly die, pension gone. Elderly die, pension gone. Who's getting that pension? Who's collecting it? Think about that for a minute. But you notice that? Give an elderly person a pension and they die. Give them a pension and they die. Because then when they give them a shot, what winds up happening is they don't last long. And if it doesn't kill them, it completely disables them to a point where they're almost dead anyway. Have you noticed that? When you look at, let's see if I got it on this one. Hold on. I don't think I have it on this one. It's probably going to be on the next show, I think. No, it's not here. The next show I'll have on there a chart where it's actually showing people that have died and their ages. One, I mean, they're listing the shot they took, and then they gave the statistics of what happened to them. And some of them, side effect dead, side effect dead, side effect dead. And when you start looking at some of the numbers, a lot of them were elderly. And Norway was saying that the tests that were, that the so-called tests that they did on these vaccines were not tested on elderly people. I wonder why. Because they figure they're going to be dead anyway. So why keep them around? You know, why keep them around? You know. So, yeah, it, you know, we're looking today in regarding to how they're sabotaging everybody, how they're hacking everybody. And this is all about DNA collection, you know. This is all about DNA collection. And, again, this way they got you. This way they not only have you handcuffed, they've got you tethered as well. They got you leashed, you know. So when we're looking at some of the stuff that we are dealing with today and how they are sabotaging and hijacking you and seducing you to surrender the one thing that's the most important to you. That's what I call God's ID. He gave you that identification to identify you as a singularity, as a person, as a unique creation of His. And now they want to take that so they can corrupt it. That's what this, like I said, we're living in the den of iniquity, the whole planet. And this whole planet has been done and designed to, again, sabotage you, subterfuge you, deceive you, beguile you. And the beguiling doesn't necessarily mean to deceive. It also means to seduce. You know, blow sweet nothings in your ear. Oh, baby, you're looking so good. God Almighty, you're just fantastic. Oh, yeah, you know. That kind of stuff. Or if you're a guy, oh man, look at you. What a specimen you are. Yes, oh man, whatever the nonsense is. However you're flattered. This is to get you to lower your guard, make you feel all more than what you really are. And then when the time comes, they get from you what they want without you. In fact, you will surrender it to them. You will give it to them. Like I said, in this life, in this world, what they're doing, what they've done, is they are giving you toys. Toys as a distraction. So all the toys you got, you know, you like stereo music, you like rock and roll, and you like heavy metal, and whatever you like smooth jazz, ambient music, rock and roll, country western, you know, techno. So now you're bebopping into music because, man, you got the music, you got the thing going on. Those are all frequencies, every one of them. And they're all designed to get into your head and program you. And they have messages within the frequency so that they start programming you. You know, it's the way how it works. This is where it is. Like I said, there are things you need to reevaluate today that years ago you may have just took for granted. Those of us who come from that whole section of that region and era of time have understood this. A lot of us have understood. Some still haven't got it. You know, some, for unfortunately, just never had, you know, enough brain cells to create a spark. But those of us who did have seen what's been going on, understand what's going on. And a lot of that had to do with God giving us discernment so that we could see the reality. We had to go through it. We got beat up in it. But then God gave us the perspective that we needed to see what was really happening. And that's bottom line there on all this. You know, we figure things out because I believe that divine intervention comes on and helps us in our understanding of what's going on. That's just my specific perspective on things. We are no longer in this reality, this la-di-da reality. You know, we're no longer in this Walt Disney fantasy realm. Those were all seduction. Keep you stupid, keep you distracted, keep you giggling, keep you laughing, keep you entertained while they continued in their agenda to further undermine who you are and where you came from. Nothing's new. The Bible says nothing's new under the sun. This has been going on forever. You know, it just now the toys and the bells and the whistles they have is very sophisticated. So it's very hard to see the subtleties that go on around you. It's the way it is. It's how it is. So when you read some of this stuff, like I said, the next couple of shows, I'm going to get more into this whole concept of what they've been doing and how they've been doing it. Because like I said, we are in such a disposition with this whole, the level of technology we're at today, we are right back to the days of Nimrod. You know, it's hard to even fathom this, that we have gone right back to the days of Noah. And how everybody was subjected to some kind of programming. You know, under Nimrod, they were under one mind, one voice. They were already programmed. They're already integrated to the programming. Guess what? They're doing it again. Same shit all over again. I think about that. I think, geez, once was enough. Once was enough. Here we are, going right back to it. The one thing that has been consistent with mankind, I got to say this, we have not learned a bloody thing. We keep on going back to the same devices and the same things that have destroyed us in the past, and we're going right back to it again. I don't know what it is. I don't know what's wrong with us. I know I didn't make the choices, but those in charge keep leading the flock, keep leading the people, the sheeple, right back to the same thing that destroyed them in history. It seems like it's been going on time and time and time again. And then there's an erasure of all that went before. So what happens is now we don't have any frame of reference to realize that we've been here before, and perhaps maybe we need to redirect our steps and go a different direction. Not go back to the same circle back all over again. That makes sense to me, but maybe I'm the only one that thinks in that way. I don't know. But the idea of going back to the same bullshit that destroyed the earth the first time makes absolutely no sense to me whatsoever on any level. You know, God has a plan. I'm always told this. I'm not sure if this is his plan or this is him shaking his head saying, oh no, not again. Sometimes that's what I think. Oh no, not again. They're doing it again. Sometimes I think that way. Anyway, I'm going to call it a show here. Just to let you know that I wanted to present some of this to you today and give you some ideas of what's going on and how precarious things really are and how we need to really, again, be vigilant with your DNA. Don't surrender your DNA to anybody, especially a doctor, a nurse, anybody. You know, they want to offer you money for your DNA. You know what? Let it ride. It ain't worth it. Okay, your DNA is your identifier, and if they have your DNA, they have you. Okay, if they've got your DNA, they've got you. And if you've been giving your DNA out, you know, through whatever means how you're doing it, and especially if it's current, they know exactly who and what and where and why, when and how you are. You know, you ever notice, I was going to call it quits, but I'll say one more thing. You ever notice you go shopping? I hear this all the time. People go shopping and they come home, they pop up their computer, and the computer all of a sudden shows them the same exact product that they've been buying. This is the predictability program that the AI system has that they've incorporated in the computer. Everybody always wonders, well, how the heck does it do that? Because it can read your DNA. It can read your DNA, and resonate from your DNA where you've been, what you've done, and what you bought, and what you didn't buy. That's how it's doing it. The AI is now sequencing your DNA and knows exactly where you've been, where and how and what and where and what you did and what you didn't do, who you talked to. It's already, like I said, so you see that going on. That's all done through DNA sequencing just from artificial intelligence. And your operating systems and your computer have AI running through them. A lot of companies have incorporated artificial intelligence in their platform. So it can read you just by what you're looking for, what you're researching, the data that you're researching, it can now isolate exactly who you are just by how you research on the computer, what you're buying on the computer, what you're looking at on the computer. If you're, let's say you're a type of person who likes looking at porn, and you go to certain porn channels, it knows who you are. It knows how to arouse you even based on the sequence of your searching. Let's say you're a person that's into making money and investment. Well, it will, again, through sequencing you and sequencing how you're doing the research, it will also propose to you certain places for you to look into to invest in based on how you're doing your searches. So let's say you're a techie and you're looking for code. Again, based on that sequence, it'll give you the codes you're looking for, direct you to where they are, and even maybe make suggestions with other types of code that you might want to insert in your programming. Like I said, it can read you, just like a reader. All right, if you go on my on the links tonight, you know, share them, read them. There are people on there, you know, on the site, you know, Sherry Three Hearts Church, she sent me a thing today. Somebody made a comment about me on her site somewhere, which I'm glad to see that people are going to her and you know, because she's a minister, so you know, I don't minister in that capacity, but she does, so I'm glad people are going to her, getting whatever assistance they can. You got Fiona's Health, you got Deanna Spingala, and they're out there as well doing their thing. You got Ty, you got Shai, you got Yanni, you got Brian, you got myself. I think I got everybody. Let me see here. Da, 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 da. Anyway, if I miss somebody, they'll be on there. Anyway, go check them out. Check out their site. Check out their information. Help them any way you can. If you can help them financially, please do so. And if you can't, share the information. Share the links. Share these sites, you know. These are a lot of good people out there trying to make a difference, so you know, help them any way you can. I always reflect at the end of these shows and suggest very strongly, you go read the Gospels. Go read them for yourself. I always say that to everybody. Don't let anybody, you know, try to monkey with your head about the Gospels. Don't let anybody try to manipulate you using the Gospels. See, when we hear the name Jesus or God, we right away respond. But then if you got somebody that's corrupt and crooked and they manipulate that, this is something you have to be aware of. So in order for you to be aware of that, first you have to read it for yourself to see what the Bible says and then stick with that. Alrighty. As I always say at the end of these shows, we are still here by the grace of God. So until the next segment, to your health. Take care.